we see many news headlines that talk about sports. Some provide stats and scores, while others speak about sports while attempting to convince the culture of what it means to be human. I am Kelly Newcomb with Brave Parenting, and this is a Brave Briefing, a technology and cultural update for Christian parents. Well, a few weeks ago, the Enhanced Games CEO proudly announced that they have changed the world. The Enhanced Games are a new type of sporting competition. It's kind of like the Olympics, but where they promote performance-enhancing drugs and biohacking techniques so that the athletes are, well, enhanced. In these games, nothing is off-limits, nothing is banned, and very little is taboo. Well, their proclamation was quite bold. Before the games, the organizers boasted that they were redefining what the human body was capable of. And these quote-unquote enhanced athletes were going to show the world what science, money, drugs, and medical supervision could accomplish. And yet, after all of the hype, publicity, and all of their claims that they have created superhumans, only one unofficial world record was broken. A Greek swimmer swam the 50-meter freestyle in 0.07 seconds faster than the world record holder. Not that this record counts for anything, since he used performance-enhancing drugs and wore a banned supersuit. Well, fascinatingly, three athletes competed in the competition clean without performance-enhancing drugs and won their events, beating their superhuman peers. One said afterwards, quote, "This proves that winning takes more than chemistry," end quote. Well, this story about the Enhanced Games is important because it's more than just a fringe sporting event. The idea of being enhanced is a message that many young people see every day online. It's the message that your weaknesses are a defect and your limited capacity is, well, unacceptable. Online content creators push this message that your body is a project to be optimized so that you are stronger, prettier, younger, faster, smarter. Basically, that you can be godlike. Well, let me be clear. This message doesn't just come from sports. It comes from every facet of culture. It's the beauty filters, the fitness influencers. It's the looks maxing cult and the steroid and peptide culture. It comes from the CBD and THC advertisements, the supplement ads, the skincare routines, anti-aging products, and paid ads, all with the goal to convince young people and maybe even adults that your biology and human nature can be hacked in order to become the best version of yourself. But let's think about this biblically. Scripture is by no means anti-body. There is nothing sinful or wrong about caring for your body and stewarding it well. Jesus came into the world in a physical body. He was God in the physical flesh. He suffered from bodily limitations during his earthly life, hunger, thirst, fatigue. And his resurrection was also bodily. As believers, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit where God dwells within us. But caring for the body and stewarding the body well is not the same as trying to escape the limits of what it means to be human. This presents an important topic for parents to understand and to talk to your teens about. Even if your child doesn't have social media, they can absorb these messages through YouTube, shows on Netflix, video gaming, and even their peer interactions. What so many parents don't realize is that kids aren't just being entertained by online content, they're being catechized by it, meaning they are being trained and shaped in their beliefs about themselves and the world. Whether it's boys absorbing unrealistic body muscle standards or girls consuming beauty routines and thinness standards, what they never see is that behind the scenes of all of that content, there's steroids and stimulants, filters and editing, plastic surgeries and disordered eating. Even if they are told the truth about this content over time, they begin to doubt God and how they were created. They say, "What's wrong with me? Why am I not like this person or that person? So an event like the Enhanced Games takes to the internet with the claim we are transforming human potential into super humanity, parents need to be ready to counter this claim. Because this isn't just marketing, it's a theological claim about what it means to be human. It says that humanity as God made it is not enough. Our limits are not part of a divine design for our good, but rather are obstacles to be conquered by science. It's essentially works. Works in the form of enhancement and achieving happiness and success and salvation all on your own. Scripture tells us a different story. Genesis 2:18 tells us that we are made in God's image. Psalm 139 says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, known by God. 2 Corinthians 12 tells us that God's power is made perfect in our weaknesses, not in our enhanced perfections. So here's a few questions that you can start the conversation with your teens. What do you think the main motivation is for the Enhanced Games? What are they really selling? Are they selling sports? Are they selling health? Or are they selling a dream that you can overcome human limits? You can also ask, who's the real winner in these games? Is it the athletes? Is it the organizers? Or is it the brand sponsors pushing these performance-enhancing products? I believe that children need to hear us tell them that this is all a lie. We cannot assume that they know this. All of the promises of optimized human ability, improved capabilities, and that injecting yourself with steroids or peptides or lip fillers and Botox is going to enhance your worth or achieve righteousness, they are lies from Satan. It's the same lie that Satan told Eve, you will be like God. So parents, ask your kids what they may know about this, what they think about this. What lies are they tempted to believe from the culture? Confess your own lies that you're tempted to believe, and then offer them a better vision of life, that the body is a gift from God, that strength and beauty are good, but character and virtue are far better. Self-obsession, whether it's self-love or self-hate, is still idolatry. And the idolatry of self-worship is a sin with grave consequences. Jesus didn't come to offer us a new, optimized body, but a new heart, and the indwelling Holy Spirit found in the new covenant of his blood. He came to redeem us, body and soul. Yes, and amen. All right, friends, that's all I have for you today. If you have any questions, reach out, share this with a friend. And until next time, go and be brave.